This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
I'm just saying, this
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
You serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling it.
All I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know?
He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan here with you. We've got a lot of football to talk about today. From Big Ten Media Days, we'll sit down with Andrew Zeller, Maryland offensive lineman. He's a big fella. And Troy Hubert from Central City. Things heading in the right direction for the Bison football program. He'll talk to us about that. In fact, they may very well, after making the playoffs last year, make a huge jump this year as well. So, Jimmy Langan, how you doing, man?
Hey, real good.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you.
You too. What do you got going on? Anything this weekend?
You know, it's a pretty quiet weekend for us. We're not heading any baseball or anything like that, which means, of course, I'll probably have some work to do around the house. There is a brief little football scrimmage thing that I'm going to be just kind of checking out.
There you go. Good idea.
Yeah, yeah. It's time to make that transition. We're definitely there. As you can tell, Doug is out of town and going to be taking today and tomorrow off as well. Our new open, by the way, I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, our new open. I'm no longer insulting everyone in Russia, so I'm glad for that.
For buying a vowel, you mean?
Yeah, buying the vowel. Yeah. I had that one line, you know, years ago, and we're not insulting the Russians anymore.
Yeah.
And knowing Vladimir Putin, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, and I'm no longer hearing confessions. So yeah, that's probably a good idea too.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
How is your son doing? Kicking field goals. I mean, what have you done this summer, et cetera?
He had a couple of camps. He went to camp at Wyoming. He went to camp at Wisconsin. He went to the kicking camp at Nebraska, and there's this Midwest kicking camp that's really it's a little bit more instructional in 2 days, which is longer than those other camps we went to. And he went to that in Papillion.
And so, what did they say?
He looked pretty good.
Make more field goals and kick it farther. Yeah,
kick it farther.
Need to kick it farther. Hey, go right down the middle on these kids.
That's my coaching when I deal with him. It's if you kicked it farther. The same way I would do track. If you run faster, I think you probably would do a little bit better. But he wasn't overly happy with how he kicked in Madison, but it was still a great experience. Kicked well in Lincoln and won a field goal competition there, which was kind of fun.
Good. You know, great. So, that sounds good.
Yeah, got a pat on the back from the head coach of the Huskers. You don't normally, that's just kind of one of those neat aspects of that. And by the way, Trey Gengoen from Kearney High, he won the field goal kicking competition at the other camp in Papillion. So, he
Kearney's got kickers.
Yeah,
in the water.
There is something in the water. There has been that anyway. As we mentioned, we're going to be talking with Big Ten Media Days with Maryland offensive lineman Andrew Zeller. Troy Hubert from Central City will be talking with him as well. And, a lot of stuff going on, that transition into football. Are you one of these, by the way, they're starting tonight is all the NFL preseason games. Do you spend much time doing that? Do you watch that?
Well, I'll tell you what, the other day is I watched the Hall of Fame game because I had nothing else really going on.
Right.
You know, and I thought, these two teams, they run the ball and they may not score a lot of points, so you know, I just quickly thought, hey, then maybe this game will be a low-scoring game, so I had a little interest in it that way.
Yeah.
You know, just like I do when it's a bowl. It's kind of like when it's a bowl game and Arkansas State's playing, you know, Troy State. I'm going, you know, I can find a way to make it a little more interesting.
You got to invent the interest.
Invent the interest. But I'm more involved in Major League Baseball right now and the pennant races that are involved there than I am, you know, the NFL at this time. August is really a Major League Baseball month for me.
Yeah, yeah. You really get a better idea. I mean, obviously the pennant races come down to it, but it appears that even though they lost last night, the Royals are probably going to run away with their division and hopefully have that lead large enough that you can kind of think, all right, we're gonna rest Cueto, we're gonna rest Volquez, we're gonna rest some of these guys, so they're gonna be set it up for the playoff run.
Yeah, I think what you do there is you make sure everybody's healthy. You know, you take care of any type of a nagging nerve. You could let somebody sit out a day or two. You don't want to lose so much, you know, that you lose that rhythm. But I do know this, that if you think, okay, we'd like to start Johnny Cueto game one, about September 15th, you can set it up so your pitching works out that way, that he's fully rested. He's got that extra days of rest, and you got that 40-man roster, so you take a look at some other people and put them in a situation or two where maybe it's kind of uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of coming in when you're up 6-0, bring the guy in with the bases loaded and you're up 5-3, and if you lose the game, it probably... It's a disappointing loss, but it's not going to affect your seeding or anything
right.
like
you're
that.
Right, you're still
going to be the home team or whatever, because a lot of that does happen with the best record. You want to play for the best record now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can kind of be at home as much as you can. It's nice to have those seven-game series and have four games at home.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You're
and,
right.
And it almost worked for them last year. You know, they came within a good base hit of at least going extra innings in Game 7, and that Game 7 then would have been at home. And God, their record at home has just been unbelievable all year long.
Yeah, you know, really, one thing about baseball is, you look at what the Royals did last year, and you also have to look back at, like, what happened to Baltimore and the Angels, because they had set themselves up, the Angels and Baltimore had, for a perfect playoff potential. And guess what? Somebody out of nowhere knocks them off. Well, that's what the Royals hope don't happen this year, because the Royals are the team that's got themselves set up. And what they don't want to do is have somebody like the New York Yankees or the Toronto Blue Jays or somebody that just made the wild card and gets hot. And Toronto looks like they could be that team.
Yeah, well, and Toronto may very well win the division, so they may not. And the thing about that wild card is it's an all or nothing deal. You know, you got that one game that is already Game 7. You start with Game 7, so you got to have your best pitcher on that one, and you burn your best pitcher throughout the course of the playoffs. And think about that. The pitching matchup may have been very much different last year if Kansas City would have won the division versus having that wild card. It would have changed their entire dynamic. They were able to rest up a little bit because they swept everybody, because they didn't lose a game until they got to the World Series. So big series tonight, starting with California. You know, that's a marquee matchup, and we'll go a long way to kind of figure out if the Royals are going to have that best record in baseball, and also to kind of set the stage, because potentially they could see the Angels, you know, in the playoffs down the road.
Yeah, that's interesting. Right now, the Angels have really had a really tough road trip. You know, the Angels have got themselves in a situation where they look like they might win that division. And now what they've done is just opened the door for Texas and Houston. And that thing's wide open again, if you look at it. So,
yeah,
that's interesting. You know, I saw last night, Randy, and not to talk about baseball too much, but that's what I want to talk about, so that's where on the air, is the Royals had 111 straight games where they had led after the seventh inning. And that got broke last night.
Yeah.
You know, where and it's not like they held on every time. There were some times where they were up 3-2 and they'd get behind 4-3 and they'd come back and win the game.
Right.
But they actually, it was the 111 straight. That's a lot of games, 111. I didn't even play 111 baseball games.
111 in my career. In a row is pretty good.
Yeah, right.
You know, whenever you got that. So that was unusual. It was unusual that I think Volquez, if he gets four runs of assistance, if they score four runs for him, he hasn't lost a game in like 2-3 years. So last night was a real aberration for the Royals, and it kept them from completing the sweep of the Tigers. And again, the game tonight against the L.A. Angels of Anaheim, the dumbest name in all of sports, will be at 7:10 first pitch, and pregame will start about a half hour before that tonight on our sister station, The Breeze, 94. 1.5. Also kind of want to talk about, and I want to get your perspective kind of as we go here, the Paul Baronic benefit coming up on Saturday. We want to make sure that we get the word out, get as many people there as possible. The first event will begin at 5 o'clock with a poker run, a free will donation associated with that, and cash prizes for first, second, third places. The barbecue will begin at 7 o'clock. And again, they don't have a set rate on that. That'll be a free will donation. The cruise night then will begin at the same time as the barbecue at 7 o'clock. And then there's a scavenger hunt. They also have a hole-in-one competition, a shot-ready contest, and there'll also be donation barrels set up on Main Street. You'll be able to find all that at K&B Parts at 414 Grand Avenue, which is right downtown. You won't miss it. It'll be a huge event benefiting Paul Baronic, who's he's kind of kicked cancer's butt once and round two, and we're hoping that he's just as successful the second go around through with this. But that'll be Saturday night in Ravenna, and hopefully everybody can kind of make that. And I know you and Paul, you've known him even longer than I have. It's just a great opportunity to help out somebody that needs a little help and has given so much to his community, and now the community's trying to pay him back.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I could go into a lot of detail how well I know Paul, but Paul and I are extremely close, started our teaching careers together, basically, and coached together and had to kind of learn on the fly as we did it. But hey, people in Ravenna have really stepped up and always have, no matter who it is. This happened just to be for Paul at this time, but they've stepped up numerous times. There's been people that have had some other tough issues in that city, and, you know, there's some tornadoes and some of the other mm-hmm. things that have happened to people, and people are stepping up again. And I got a phone call from Bill Cremosta, and boy, I'll tell you, know when he's in charge of something, I guarantee you they're going to make sure it's done right. And you know, I noticed one of the things is you can put in like $5 or $1, and you can try for a hole in one. If you happen to hit that, they're going to give you $2,000. I mean, let's be honest, who's going to keep that money?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, you know, I go five for five, and you're going, whoa, you know, I mean, yeah,
I've never hit a,
yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, give me my $5, yeah, exactly. But I mean, but they're doing so many things, and they're trying to help out, and you know, and there's a lot of expense that go on. And I know, you know, it was a tough for Paul. The timing of this was very tough because his son got married mm-hmm. On August 1st. The timing was tough. You know, his other son was going to go, I think, to Brazil. Basketball. Yep. They had plans to go do this, but you know, who says the timing is going to be good on this? I mean, you know, I mean, there was some they won some state championship basketball games, and Paul's health was good enough that he got to go to every one of those games. You know, he didn't miss very many games when he coached. You know, he got to see his kids play. So, you know, I know Paul would not talk about how tough this is and whatever. He just wants to whip this, and he's going to be grateful that everybody is helpful and interested in this. And Paul's a very, very strong Christian person.
Oh, yeah.
That's
very
really
much.
Helped him with his getting through a lot of this. And when I talk to him, he brings that up quite often. And we talk too about old games and basketball games that have happened, and kind of reminisce. So we spent a little time on the phone together here through this.
Yeah, and again, everybody, Saturday, you got to eat, folks. You got to eat. You got to eat somewhere. You might as well head downtown in Ravenna and help out Paul Baronic and the rest of the family again. The first event begins at 5 o'clock, and the barbecue will be at 7 o'clock. And if you can't make it, there are some opportunities also in downtown Ravenna to be able to just give and help out any way that you can. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Troy Hubert from Central City. We'll talk with the football coach of the Bison when we come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with sunshine across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature into the upper 80s. Winds will stay southerly at about 5 to 15. For tonight, an isolated storm is possible with a low of 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 77.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking about baseball. We're going to talk a little football here in just a few moments. But, of course, there's always the opportunity to talk a little golf. And, in fact, if you want to talk golf, not only just talk it, but also brag about it, you also have that opportunity to win those bragging rights and great flag prizes on the Friday, August 21st at the 215 almost annual Jerseys Golf Tournament at Metal Arc Hills. It's $300 a team with a 1 p.m. shotgun start, and then stick around for the cash prizes and burgers following the tournament, and I'm sure there'll be other imbibements available as well. Then you can head over to Jersey Sports Bar and then celebrate your victory, or, you know, you can drown your sorrows in there as well. Get your four-person scramble team signed up at Jersey's today, so sign up at Jersey's. Get your team ready to win it all. And again, that'll be Friday, August 21st at the almost annual Jerseys Golf Tournament at Metal Arc Hills. $300 a team. A lot of great fun there. And again, you know, it's just about having a good time with that. So get signed up for that tournament. And as we make the transition, probably giving up the golf game a little bit, is Troy Hubert, the Central City football coach. Troy, I don't know if you're a golfer or not, but you certainly have the clubs put away at this time of year, don't you?
Yeah, I enjoy playing a little bit of golf, you know, in the summer, but they're put away. We're on full throttle going into football season here.
Yeah, you're going to get them all dusty from here on out. Let's talk just a little bit in general. How has practice gone? You've only had a couple of days of practice, had conditioning, and obviously there's the other camps and things like that you guys did over the summer. Everybody healthy? Everything moving in the right direction?
Yeah, we've really got off to a strong start here at fall camp, and we had great summer camps and attendance in the weight room, and our workouts in the summer were outstanding. And we're off and running right now and off on the right foot and looking forward to August 28th.
Hey, Coach, who do you?
Sorry about that, Coach. Who do you open up with?
We open with Madison.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah. Madison, you know, we opened up last year with them here at home, and they are coming off of a little bit of a rebuilding year. You know, they had some young guys a year ago that played a lot for them, and they got a good group of returners coming back. I know their quarterback, a couple running backs, and linebackers, a couple of 3D linemen, O linemen. So they got a lot of guys back, we know that they're going to be ready for us when we travel there on the 28th.
Coach, I noticed when you brought your offense in last year, boy, you throw the ball. I mean, your second leading receiver had 30 catches, so your leading receiver has 60, and you're putting the ball up. What a fun offense to play for. I was a receiver, and I'll let you know, I was always open. You know what I mean? I was open that last play. Make sure you let's run that same play again and go. Talk a little bit about how much fun it is for your kids as much as you guys put the ball in the air.
Yeah, we really transitioned last year into, more of a spread offense. And, fortunately, we got a guy at the quarterback position who really understands, you know, coverages and what he's looking at. And, you know, he throws the ball on time and you know, pretty efficient. So we have some guys that can run and catch as well. So when you got guys that can do those things, you know, you're looking to do what's best for the team and what's best for the kids and put them in a chance to you know, be successful on Friday nights. And we felt like, you know, we had an advantage throwing the ball and you know, so that's something we did a lot of a year ago. And, you know, the guys, they love it. They enjoy it. They, you know, we work on our route running all summer long and in the spring and you just, you know, just continuing to work on the little details as far as understanding coverages and understanding how we're going to run our routes and how we're going to stem our routes. But, yeah, they enjoy it. It's been a lot of fun.
Speaking with Troy Hubert, Central City head football coach, and boy, having the most fun might very well be your quarterback, Mitch Carlson, who threw for, I want to make sure I get this right, about 2,500 yards, 28 touchdowns, top passer in Class C1 this last year. He's 6'1", so, you know, tall enough in high school anyway to be able to kind of see over the line. What makes Mitch such an effective quarterback? What are his skill sets that kind of separate him from everybody else?
Well, I think first things first, he's a competitor. You know, he loves to compete. You know, so whether it's in practice or whether it's in drills or whatever it is, you know, he's always, you know, trying to improve and get better. And, you know, the thing about Mitch is he's got really good feet. He gets his feet in a position to make a throw. So whether it's three step drop, whatever it is, he's getting his feet ready to throw, and he's always prepared. And then he's extremely accurate. He understands where the windows are at, and coverages, and where to place the ball, and when to get the ball out on time. So when receivers are coming out of their breaks, you know, the ball's already in the air. And you know, that's something he's got to do because he doesn't have the strongest arm. You know, he has a decently strong arm, but he's very accurate, and you know, that's what helps him be successful.
And you got a lot of talent overall coming back. I find it here, 6 starters coming back on offense, 8 on defense. I think some of the interior of your both offensive and defensive lines aren't coming back, and that's an area that you're trying to build up here a little bit. But there's a lot of depth, there's a lot of experience, and a lot of success from last year that you hope transfers to this year.
Yeah, our top 3 leading tacklers from a year ago, two inside backers and strong safety are returning, all seniors this year. And then, like I said, our top 2 leading receivers are running back from a year ago, and then Mitch, our quarterback. So, you know, that's a good foundation to start with. We've got, you know, a couple of our defensive ends both returning and a couple offensive linemen sprinkled in there as well. So, yeah, we got a good group of returners coming back. And you know, the guys are confident coming into the season, you know, with what we did a year ago, and really excited. And the seniors have really stepped into the leadership role this year, and it's been outstanding. We got a strong senior class. We got 18 seniors, which
wow,
you know, for our side of the school is pretty good. So yeah, it's been a great start, and we just know that we got to continue to work to get better because you know, I think teams understand a little bit more about us this year, and they'll be ready for us. And you know, we got to bring our best every Friday.
You know, and we can kind of talk about, you know, the finesse game, and I'm doing the air quotes with my fingers right now, the finesse game in terms of throwing the ball with Mitch, as your guys are going to do. But you guys can also pound it a little bit. You kind of mentioned 18 seniors. One of those is Brad, and correct me if I get his last name wrong here, Brad Shuck, who played both running back and was your leading rusher last year, also your leading tackler from a year ago. He's a guy that brings his lunch pail and just kind of wants to knock you down into the dirt a little bit. Talk a little bit about his game as well.
Yeah, Brad, he's just one of those old school football players that just, you know, is just always going to be around the football. He's you know, he's got great work ethic. He loves to be in the you know, in the game, and he doesn't like to be out of the game. You know, he wants to play every snap if he can. He loves the game of football. He's been starting at inside linebacker since his freshman year, so this will be his 4th year starting there, and you know, he's done a nice job carrying the ball for us on offense as well. He's one of those guys that he loves the game. He loves to be out there, and you know, he's really the leader. He's the heart and soul of our defense, and you know, he's just a fun kid to coach, just because you know you're going to get great effort out of him every single day.
Hey, Coach, with your district this year, you know, with Bennett and St. Paul also in there, but Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic last year kind of had really nice seasons, and Holdridge and Central City with kind of returning a lot of starters back. Do you think the thing's wide open, or do you think there's somebody that you think's the best team in there?
Yeah, I'd say our district is, I'd say it's pretty up for grabs right now. There's a lot of competition. We got a tough district, and I'd say Kearney Catholics, they're probably the front runner right now. You know, they've got things going. They've got a strong program, and they got a lot of their skill guys back from a year ago, they're going to be tough. But I'd say it's pretty open. You know, Grand Island Central Catholic, you know, they're always going to be tough, and then Holdridge returns a lot, like you mentioned, you got to be ready to play every Friday night. It doesn't matter. From top to bottom in our district, it's going to be competitive.
Well, and a name I look at with your non-district schedule, you guys get to host Columbus SCOTUS, who a lot of people think very highly of in Class C1 as well. That's a tough schedule. You'll get some help with wild card points and that sort of thing to kind of build up, but you guys can't take any weeks off if you guys hope to make it back into the playoffs.
Yes, you're exactly right, and that's one thing, you know, we talk about, and our kids understand, you know, with Columbus SCOTUS returning, you know, basically everybody from a year ago, they're kind of going to be the team, one of the top teams in the state to beat this year, and then you even look at Ord and O'Neill. You know, both Ord and O'Neill, you know, I think they return somewhere between 8 and 10 starters, so they got a lot of guys back. So we know that those two teams were kind of young, kind of like us a year ago. So they're only going to continue to get better. So, like I said, we just, we got to be ready from week to week, because it's not going to be easy. It's going to be, every team giving their best shot every week, because they know what happened. You know, they know what we did last year. So they're going to want to knock us off and give us their best shot.
I know a lot of changes there for your facilities. You guys really kind of upgraded that. 18 seniors this year. There's just a tremendous amount of energy, and with that energy comes some expectations for your football team this year. Just talk a little bit about that energy, and does it make it a little bit harder to live up to those expectations, or without expectations, you guys wouldn't have the magic season that you think you're poised to have?
Yeah, I think it's, I think it's important to have high expectations, and that's, that's kind of what we've said since day one. It's the energy level is high, and you can feel it, in the school, in the community, and definitely with the kids, out with our first day of fall camp practice. It was just a different feel. You could tell the kids, have a lot of confidence, and they know the expectations, and they're ready to work to live up to those expectations and have a great year. I mean, they understand all the pieces of the puzzle that we have coming back, and we're just trying to figure out those rest of those pieces. But we just got to take it week to week and prepare to the best of our ability every week and trust in what we're doing and just everything else will kind of take care of itself from there. But, we're really looking forward to the season and the first game kicking off here at the end of the month.
Yeah, Coach, well said. I have one last question for you. When I look at your roster a little bit, it looks like if there's any area where you might have a concern, and every school is going to have concerns, with, mm-hmm. when you're in Class C1 or C2, it might be your up front, your offense and defensive line. Your thoughts a little bit about that, or are you going to be strong there?
Yeah, as far as our offense and defensive line, we lose, the interior of both lines and we lose a lot of size. We had three guys, three seniors from a year ago that were all 275 plus. I mean, we had some big guys on the line. We don't have that size this year. But I tell you what, I mean, we got guys that have been working hard this summer and are really wanting to step in and take advantage of their opportunity. And, we feel like we're capable of being, pretty solid on both lines. We got our tackles returning, our defensive ends on the outside. But, I think we're going to have the pieces, to be pretty solid on the inside of both of our lines. We're just not going to have the same size. We'll just be a little bit different looking, but we're excited about the guys we got.
Wrapping things up here with Troy Hubert, Central City head football coach. Coach, we've kind of covered a lot of grounds. Is there anything else that we kind of left uncovered?
I don't think so. I think that's about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, good luck to you. You guys are going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think you guys are it's a fun style of football, as Jim kind of alluded to earlier. And, best of luck to you through the course of the year, because I think you guys are really poised to have a very big year.
Hey, well, we really appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
All right, Troy, appreciate the time. That's Troy Hubert, Central City head football coach. And, we've kind of talked about it. If you don't have a dog in the hunt somewhere, if you don't have a dog in the fight somewhere and you just want to watch some good high school football, they are going to be a very entertaining game to watch. And they're going to be involved in some very interesting matchups. They're number 8 in the state, according to Bob Jensen from Central City and Huskerland Prep Report. Their game at home against Columbus SCOTUS should be an interesting game. Their game at Kearney Catholic in October, that should be an interesting game. And along the way, I think they're going to be involved in some interesting contests, and they're going to play a fun style of football.
Yeah, they're definitely going to put it up in the air and try to throw it. It'll be interesting to see. Coach, he's very positive like you need to be, and he made some great comments there. But you can tell there's a little bit of concern about whether they're going to be able to have enough time to throw it and what the defenses are going to do to them. Kearney Catholic's got a good secondary back. I think Central GICC might be the team that takes a step down in that division. I'm just talking about from last year. And I think Kearney Catholic might have a little too much depth for them. They'll be able to do some things, stunts and things like that with their own, and not give that quarterback enough time to throw. But I'll guarantee you, if he does have enough time to throw, they really are going to be that team that will take that step, that will be a top 5 team. I'm not talking about a top 15 team. If they can give him enough time to throw and they can get that ball out there, they're going to be fine. But the problem is going to be is whether they have enough time to throw. That, and everybody knows that.
Yeah.
All the teams playing him, and Central City knows it too, that's going to be the difference maker. And because they really did lose some guys up front that gave them plenty of time. And I just don't know what they have. I have no idea what their JV football team was like. So it's something that I'm just taking a guess at, it's just so hard to replace something like that.
It is. And but Carlson, this is, I think, his third year starting. So, and again, we're not talking Peyton Manning here. He hasn't been playing it for 25 years, but he is able to kind of have a better idea than most quarterbacks are in terms of where to throw the ball. So, yeah, pressure's coming. It might come pretty quick, but I kind of have an idea where to go. Because I saw that the game I saw Central City play last year against Kearney Catholic, is it always seemed to me that he made very good decisions with the ball. So that'll mitigate that a little bit. If the rush can get to him, he'll have a pretty good idea, where's my best chance to throw the football?
Yeah, and there's things you can do too. They could go with an unbalanced line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. And you know what I'm saying? And they have that stuff saying, hey, you know what, we need a little more help on this side, so we're going to divide this field. Instead of playing 50-50, we're going to play half and half, and you just don't know which half they're going to play on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they can bring those people out, and they're going to do some stuff on the opposite side. And so there's some things that they can do, and you can tell by the way they throw the ball. They completed 90 passes to 2 guys. They're going to put it up in the air. They're not going to change it completely. They're not going to be – don't expect the Maryland eye when they show up.
No. They'll hand the ball off now and again, but it's not going to be out of the Maryland eye. Well, we're here in the Midway broadcast booth, and, we're kind of wrapping things up in terms of the summer, but you still have time to get out and enjoy what's left of the summer in a new Jeep from Midway. With no payments for 90 days on all Jeeps purchased before the end of this month, your summer is all set, and that's in four-wheel drive, and you might need that to get through the snow as well. So stop in at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney for more details. And again, those Jeeps, there's all sorts of opportunities, kind of get some sun, take the top off, keep the top on,
stay warm, get through the snow in the winter as well. So if you're looking for a Jeep, there's no better place to go than a Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue. And check out their entire lineup of Jeeps and everything else at thinkmidway.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue talking football. We'll go up a couple of classifications and talk Big Ten football with an offensive lineman from Maryland. When we come back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects, resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Plan now to attend the 32nd Annual Platte Valley Antique and Collector Show. This show will be held at the Crystal Lake Recreation Area in Ayer, Nebraska on August 14th, 15th, and 16th. Enjoy fun kid games, parades, tractor games, concessions, tractor displays, live music, and more. Also, enjoy the beer garden and wine tasting on Saturday. Gates open at 7 a.m. each day. $5 admission, good for both days. Children under 10 are free. For more information, log on to pvama.org.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get 80% lean ground beef in 5-pound bags, only $2.95 a pound. All varieties of 10-inch Village Pie Maker pies, only $9.75 each. And fresh lean pork country ribs, only $1.57 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
It's been a long day. It's cold outside and your car is on E. Okay, I'll go to Fast Bills, because when I walk in, I know that I will be greeted with a fresh brewed tea or coffee and a smile. A good joke and sometimes a bad one, but the point is they remember their customers and treat them like friends. So all of a sudden, filling up is something you look forward to. Fast Fills Plaza, your Senex station, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Senex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
Well, we were on the road not too long ago at the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and our ongoing coverage of Big Ten Media Days brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of Central and Western Nebraska, as well as Garrett Tire and Tread, celebrating 50 years of service with that Garrett guarantee. Well, we had a lot of great interviews with folks who were able to make their way to Radio Row. Doug and I also kind of were able to kind of pounce in when they were doing the round table a little bit and have a few conversations, a little bit quicker, a little bit different environment than what we have when they come to Radio Row. But one of the conversations I had, I really enjoyed, was talking with Andrew Zeller, offensive lineman from Maryland, and here's our conversation. Back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk with Andrew Zeller, senior offensive lineman from Maryland. And I got it. We were kind of talking about this before we got going. You did an internship with the United States Marshal Service. You're big enough for the job, that's for sure. What? How'd that happen? How'd you decide to do that?
Last summer, my undergraduate degree is in criminal justice. I graduated that with last December. But one of my centers that graduated last year, he actually had the internship before me, and he said he really enjoyed it. So I want to get into federal law enforcement, so he got my foot in the door, and I was able to land the internship, and that's what I did last summer.
Are you looking at the Marshal Service or the FBI, or where are you looking at?
It's really hard to get into a federal agency if you want to just apply for one. So the best thing is to, you know, apply for all of them, see where you get in. If you like it, stay. And then if not, then you can see what other, you know, options you have available.
But that's kind of starting at the top, isn't it? I mean, because that's the elite of the elite.
You know, the position that I actually had with the internship, actually, if you did that 3 years ago, you would actually get paid for the internship, and then as soon as you graduated college, they would send you to the academy. But with budget cuts, they actually cut that co-op program. But now it's just, you know, people do start out at my position, but if not, they start with federal, or they start with local law enforcement or state law enforcement, work there a couple years, or even a correctional officer, and then they apply, and then they go through the process.
Seems like an interesting line of work, and you also are studying secondary education as well. Are those two things related? Because I'm a former teacher, and I don't necessarily see them as related.
I actually, I'm working on a master's in supply chain management now, so I'm not really going for the education route anymore. So I'm more of a logistics standpoint for my master's. So I could see myself going either way after I graduate. I actually graduate with my master's before spring break. So we'll see what happens next year.
And it's pretty obvious that the academic aspect is very important to you. You mentioned going for your master's and being academic all Big Ten as well. Talk about the role as student-athlete and truly being that student-athlete. Seems like something you take a lot of pride in.
Being a student-athlete, you always have to put the student first because no matter what, football is going to end at some point in your career, and you have to have something to fall back on. Luckily for me, I took advantage of my opportunity at Maryland, and I was able to graduate with my bachelor's in 3.5 years, and then in another year and a half, I'll be able to get my master's. So I really took advantage of it, and I'm going to be able to fall back on that when I'm done playing football.
The folks back home in Nebraska are certainly very familiar with a program coming into the Big Ten Conference. You guys came in and really made a nice splash. I don't want to say are you surprised, because I am sure you anticipated being successful, but looking back on the first year and being one of those leaders on a team that made the transition from the ACC to the Big Ten, what was that season like? How was it different?
It was fun just going to all these new venues and playing different teams that we had never played before. But taking that into account, this year going in, we're going to know what these players are like and what these teams are like, and we're going to be able to prepare for them a little bit better.
How is it different from playing in the ACC?
You know, our players on our team and our program have never really faced some of the teams that we played last year and that we're going to play this year, but getting the opportunity to play them last year is going to allow us to prepare this year for each one of those teams.
And I think one of the things we've kind of heard from both Rutgers and Maryland is that play on the line is one of the things that's different. If anybody can speak to that, it would be an offensive lineman at Maryland. How is it different in terms of that line play?
I mean, it's a little bit different going into the Big Ten. Big Ten have bigger offensive linemen and bigger defensive linemen. So from a strength perspective, that's something we needed to improve on. So that was one of our biggest focuses this offseason, was making sure guys were getting stronger. So we can keep up with the Big Ten.
One of the strengths of the program last year was kind of that finesse game, the wide receivers, that sort of thing. This year, I think you guys are thinking up front is going to be one of the strengths, and obviously you're key to that.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys returning who have experience. We have Michael Dunn, Evan Mulrooney, Ryan Doyle, and myself. That's four offensive linemen who have played games and contributed to our team. So us being experienced, we'll be able to hold down the offensive line and the running standpoint of our game.
Outstanding. Appreciate the time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Andrew Zeller, who was Big Ten, all preseason, all Big Ten 14 by Phil Steele, and an academic outstanding student athlete in terms of that aspect of it, and a big fellow who wants to be a federal police officer. Yeah. I don't doubt that he'll get that done. We talked a little bit about Central City wanting to throw the ball over the place. Maryland, kind of the Big Ten version of that. I think that their top two receivers were the top two receivers in the conference last year. Those guys are gone, so they're going to have to figure out another way to get it done this year.
You know, I remember teams that I coached that I looked at the other team and I thought, uh-oh. We're going to have to throw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a tough deal. It's nice to be able to throw it, and it's nice to be able to have a weapon like that, but it's also nice to be able to run the ball. Because I'll tell you what, you can actually run the football and not throw it and have success in high school football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to do the other way around. It's hard to just throw it and not being able to run it, because eventually, you and I were talking a little bit about, it does get a little cold in November, you know, in late October in the state of Nebraska, the wind comes up, and then you kind of lose that, but you always can hand it to somebody, you know, and run that football. And I know it's not very exciting, but it's kind of fun when you get to play the next round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
And we talk a little bit about that with the big boys and the NFL and college football and stuff. Well, they're playing in a big stadium. You know, I mean, yeah, the wind will blow. Don't get me wrong. The wind will blow a little bit, but that wind will get broken up a little bit by the stadium itself. You know, so that does make it probably a little bit easier. You get to some of these football fields where there's a cornfield just on the other side. If the wind's coming from the cornfield, there's nothing slowing down that wind, and it really has a huge impact on the high school game.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, like, I'm looking at some fields right now. That just, when you brought that up, I'd like to go to Centura and have that wind blow. Remember that?
Yeah.
You've been at Centura's football field.
And I'm thinking of Wood River, too.
Yeah, you know? Well, Centura, Wood River, and you keep going right down the road. I mean, you know, it seems like those places, you know, when you look at it, they just have no, there's just that you're out there and it just starts to blow a little bit. It really, you're in trouble.
Yeah. And you know what? I like that environment. I mean, please don't get the sense that we're kind of bashing that.
No, we're not.
We sit there and, you know, you get to watch a football game and the corn harvest. I mean, you're in Nebraska.
As long as there's no mosquitoes, I don't care where you play the game.
Amen to that, brother. Hey, the Midtown Mark Cooler question. Would a blessing from Pope Francis during the Philadelphia visit by His Holiness help Sam Bradford's knees stay healthy? We have a bunch of non-believers. 60% said no, that probably won't help. 40%, it couldn't hurt. So today's Midtown Mark Cooler question, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topic, who will win the PGA Championship? We have Jordan Spieth, Roy McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, or... obviously, our favorite here is taking the field. You're more of a golfer and sometimes like to take a little extra interest in certain events. Where are you, Spieth, McIlroy, Johnson, or take the field?
There's no doubt if that's the choice, I'm taking the field. I mean, I'll give you the other three. You can have the other three, and I'll take the field. I'll take the other 70-some guys that are out there throwing it around. Eventually, somebody's got to get a birdie. One of those guys got to get a birdie to get started.
Yeah, no, but Spieth has been just so hot this entire year that it's hard to kind of go against that. Right now, Dustin Johnson is tied for the lead at, what is that, on the third hole?
No, he's a 5-under through... I think he's actually 5-under through 15.
Oh, okay. Now he's
is he playing in a scrambler? Because the only time I'm 5-under after 15 holes, if I got a 4-man scrambler, how we doing? We're 5-under. Hey, that's good. Yeah, I've never been under par in my career, hardly.
Thomas Bjorn is also at 5-under right now, and he is through 16. So they currently are leading the PGA. If you want to log in, just find us online and log on to our Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can give us your input as well. We're going to take another break. We'll be wrapping up the Doug and Day Show right after this.
Maxim Clay is August 15th at the Heartland Shooting Park. Hornaday Manufacturing is the presenting sponsor for the 23rd Annual Platte River Charity Shoot, benefiting Goodwill and the services they provide to people living with disabilities or barriers to working and living independently. There's something for everyone with youth, adult, individual, and team competitions. Scholarships awarded to winners of the youth division. Platte River Charity Shoot is sponsored by Rasmussen & Associates, Five Points Bank, and Hornaday Manufacturing. Sign up today at goodwillne.org.
Locally owned Hastings Physical Therapy, chosen since 2002 for excellence in one-on-one care. Even in this rapidly changing healthcare environment, we at Hastings Physical Therapy want you to know the choice is still yours when selecting your physical therapist. We offer convenient hours and parking, privately owned and next to Applebee's. Call Hastings Physical Therapy at 402-462-2665 to schedule your appointment today.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Are you in the manufacturing or production industry? Are you underemployed or unemployed? Now you can get a leg up on your peers with the Diversified Manufacturing Technology Certificate from Central Community College, with a focus on core advances in safety, quality, maintenance, and production. This program aims to grow high-wage, high-demand, and highly skilled workers in Central Nebraska. Let the great teachers and faculty at Central Community College help your career. Call Robin, 402-562-1437, or online, impactnebraska.org.
This is for my people who just lost somebody.
Welcome back here to the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy Bushcutter, Jim Langan, who is a part-time courtroom artist, or at least apparently you would be qualified for that after I saw the drawings of Tom Brady. I think you might be qualified.
Were they some really bad ones? Is that right? Or what?
Yeah. He kind of been zombified. It was like he looked like a member of The Walking Dead.
Oh, man, we shouldn't even go there about how bad I would be in art. You know, I mean, when they took, you could take art in college or art appreciation. Immediately, I had to take appreciation.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because no one was going to appreciate anything that I was going to do art-wise.
Yeah, music you appreciation, know. Art appreciation,
yeah,
that was me.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Do you see my penmanship? You know, I had to ride my bike over to my first grade teacher, who was Mrs. Guthrie, and we worked on penmanship. And, you know, I thought that's what everybody did. I didn't realize that I was that bad at it, that we had to, you know, so we, like, people could actually maybe decide that, you know, what language is he really writing? What is this? Is that an English letter or what is that?
Yeah, my handwriting's got worse over the years instead of better. You know, and by the way, when your last name is Bushcutter, you have to learn all of those letters in the cursive class before you can actually do your signature. And waiting did not help me, let me just say.
Well, yeah, what a bad deal that would be to have that last name. Anything.
I still print.
Yeah, anything. You know, there's got to have something with just a three-letter last name. You know what I mean? I'm done again. Write your letter 10 times. Write your name on the board. Okay.
There you go.
Done again.
Yeah. I had to learn them all. Yep. So that's just the deal. I want to remind everybody about the 9th Annual Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run coming up on Saturday, August 22nd. If you register by Friday, if you register by the end of business tomorrow, you'll still be able to receive a free T-shirt. There's family packages available. And again, the event itself will actually be on August 22nd, beginning at 8:30 over at Yanny Park, a 5K run or walk, and then a kids 1 mile fun run going up after that. And again, money being raised, not only does it support the memory of Lizzie Stratton, who passed away from cancer as a freshman at Kearney Catholic about 10 years ago now, keeping her memory alive. And also it will benefit the Kearney Catholic Activities Association. If you're interested in getting more information or signing up, all you have to do is log on to kearneycatholic.org. Information is in the upper right-hand corner of the website. Again, that is at kearneycatholic.org, and that's coming up a week from Saturday. This Saturday, again, we want to remind everybody about all the events going on in downtown Ravenna as a fundraiser for Paul Baronic and his family, and the barbecue. The first event begins at 5 o'clock, and then the barbecue at 7 o'clock. And you got to eat sometime on Saturday, so you might as well head down to Ravenna and help out Paul and the family. What you asked me about my weekend? What you got going on this weekend?
I'm taking off to go to Kansas City.
Oh, you got Royals game?
Yeah, I'm going to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and if. You know, wait, I have to get back because other people have jobs.
But other people have jobs.
Yeah, with me, I could just kind of...
I can't wait to use that phrase in my life. Yeah. Other people have jobs.
Yeah. Other people have things they have to get done. No, I'll be back in time. The game Sunday night season, a night game now for ESPN.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, so I'll be driving out. You know, I'm going to drive back all night so I can be on the Doug and Daddy Show on Monday.
Well, there you go.
See, I have a job.
You have a commitment. I don't know about, I don't know about having a job.
Let's just say that I'm going to be here. Yeah.
You have a commitment. Well, Jim, appreciate you coming in, and go Royals this weekend.
Yeah. You too. Take care, Doug. I mean, Doug, Randy. Randy. Sorry. It's got so used to just ringing
wow.
it. I had it written down, Doug. I'll change that to Randy. Here.
Okay, yeah. I'll help you out with that. I want to thank Mike for joining us today here in studio. Jim Langan, as well as Maryland offensive lineman Andrew Zeller, Troy Hubert from Central City, talking a little football. We'll continue our
look at the Big Ten by talking with a member of the Northwestern Wildcats. And we'll also be talking Adams Central football with their head coach tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. For Jim Langan, I'm Randy Buschkeyer. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back at it again tomorrow at 11 right here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.